Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Everybody who has completed their sunnah, please come forward. The best ranks, the best seats in the gathering of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal are those which are closest to the speaker. So please come forward. The more you come forward, the more you can benefit, the more you can obtain the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that were made for those who come and sit closer to the front. Alhamdulillah, before Maghrib, we heard the tilawah of the Quran and we heard the poems sung in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I know that we have all gathered here to hear Muhtasab speak and to hear what he has to say and to hear his insights. But he has asked me to take this opportunity to inform you about an event which has taken place in this institution over the past month. Alhamdulillah, this past month, this institution has begun a tradition which we hope will last for many, many years. The tradition of a summer camp. The idea behind this was that there are many people, many young people, who spend their entire years at school or at university. In general, they are surrounded, they are spending their lives surrounded in an environment, surrounded by an environment which is not Islamic and which dampens their Islamic zeal and makes it difficult for them to come back to Islam and to continue their Islamic journeys. We intended to host them in the masjid, to surround them with an Islamic environment, to encourage them to come back to Islam and to progress in their spiritual journeys and to strengthen their relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, this program was started last month and it is going to end today. Today in the morning we had the final classes of this program and today in the evening we will have the final lecture that this program constituted or will constitute. Alhamdulillah, the structure of the program was created to do a variety of things and to introduce the students to a variety of Islamic specialities. In the morning, immediately after Fajr Salah, the students, they would have a Quran halqa. They would read the Quran, they would memorize the Quran, they would revise whatever they have memorized. And after that, they would take a small break, then they would have breakfast, and then they would have classes. In these classes, they would learn Arabic. They would learn normal, modern Arabic, conversational Arabic, and they would also learn the Arabic, which is specific to the Quran, the Arabic of the Quran, which is different from modern Arabic, slightly. They would also learn the ahkam of Islam, the do's and the don'ts, how to pray salah, how to purify oneself, how to engage in business transactions, etc., etc. After this, they would have lunch, they would have another break, and then they were given opportunities to play outside, to spend some time being active, etc., etc. And in the evening, they would have lectures, and they would have gatherings of dhikr, they would have ta'aleem of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would sit and they would read from a book of seerah, and they would also sit and they would read from a book of Islamic manners, of Islamic values and etiquettes. They learned during this time about Allah Azza wa Jal, about His attributes, about His qualities, and about the things which are liked in Islam, the things which are the principles of the spirituality in Islam, etc., etc. So these were various things that we made them do, that we tried to introduce them to, and alhamdulillah, the students, they engaged with all of these things, and they wanted to present to you their own feelings and their own ideas about how this program went. So without further ado, I would like to invite Nu'man, one of the students, to present his ideas and to present his experience of this program.